This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's hit the skins, EB. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, guys. A lot of interesting things going on yesterday. They sort of quietly made some moves. They made moves with like eight different guys. They released defensive end Vilami Fehoko, cornerback Alan George, and their fifth-round draft pick last year, former safety, now linebacker, Dominique Hampton.
That's the big one.
Hampton, just whatever reason, they liked him. They said, you know, the great guy, just couldn't find a fit for him, and they were playing him at linebacker. Seems like the kid from UCLA surpassed him.
Madrano.
So to give him a shot, it may be being picked up elsewhere, they cut him right now.
That's your first Peters whiff, in a way, even though it's a fifth-round pick. We're used to that with Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
Draft choices not working out.
Well, mentioning him, I'll kind of toggle between the two stories. He picked Jamin, right? And there's an article out there. The word is that Jamin, who was on a couple teams last year, he's with Green Bay and Minnesota, is now with the Jets. He's impressing with the Jets. They say, again, it's
preseason. You're still hoping he's going to be unlocked.
Well, they say he was their highest graded player, according to PFF. He got an 83.3 in their first preseason game. He had a sack, he had a run stop, no missed tackles. They've moved him to weak side linebacker so he doesn't have to like think as much. He doesn't have to do the play calling.
He can just go after guys.
I guess. And they say in coverage, he wasn't even challenged. I remember when the clips of him coming out of college, he was in coverage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows his athleticism. So I'm not surprised that he might find a place where they could find a way to utilize his talents. So let's see if it continues. You know, it's one preseason game, whatever. But the earlier reports are they think they may be penciling him in as maybe the starting weak side linebacker. Who knows?
It really is amazing that all of Ron Rivera's first round picks, Chase Young, Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson, and Emmanuel Forbes,
none of them
gone.
On the team.
They're gone. I think as far as I know, they're all still in the league.
What are the odds of that?
I think Jahan is still, right? He's still in camp with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his spot could be tenuous. And then Forbes, I mean, who knows? Is he still with the Rams?
Believe so.
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody put out their video of Ron. It's just like last week, just trolling Ron. I think it was like a I Hate Ron account.
Right.
And it was just...
You loved it.
And it was... I don't follow it, but it just showed up on my feed. And it was just Ron driving around in a car, and he's talking about, man, if Forbes drops, that we're going after him. He's a playmaker. You know, he was just hyping up Forbes. And, God bless him. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in hindsight, it's like laughable.
His college resume, though, had all those interceptions and pick sixes.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
In Ron's defense, he probably cut 10 videos like that for their
for social, different guys?
Yeah, for their social team so they can put together a draft.
That might be true. That might be true.
A draft video.
That might be true. But I mean, ultimately, he put his ass on the line. And he picked him.
I know. But I'm just saying that video, that specific video, he probably did one for Christian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they released Fehoka, Alan George, and Hampton. They placed tackle Lucas Nying. I think he had an ACL. And
he
Kevin
did.
Seymour on the reserve injured list. Then they signed cornerback Isang Bassey, linebacker Duke Riley and corner Antonio Hamilton Sr. to the active roster. Again, early moves. They've still got 100 guys in there. You know, who knows what this means, but they're shaking things up a little bit after the first preseason game.
Yeah, I think Niang is out for the year.
I think so.
Yeah.
They have a Riley was a former third round pick by the Falcons in 2017. He's played in 124 games, so he's got some experience. He's obviously an older guy. Today's going to be an interesting day where they do their burgundy and gold scrimmage. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Yeah, he's splitting up the teams.
Splitting up
the
inner
squad.
He's having different guys coach. I think Tavika is coaching one side. Joe Witt Jr. is coaching another side. And he kind of highlighted in his press conference that this is something he's kind of promised to his staff that, you know, they have succession plans in place for people when they get opportunities at other places. And they're also going to give them opportunities to do things that will help them succeed at the next level when they do move up. So, you know, some of the coordinators and whatever will get an opportunity to, like, do the whole thing, all the prep, all the decisions on the sideline, everything. And then the guys, you know, it gives them an opportunity to make plays. It's not just going to be offense versus defense. They got it all split up, right? And it's going to be, I guess, a controlled scrimmage, kind of like their own whatever they call those practices, joint practice.
Which coach got Jaden?
It's like an inner squad.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Starts at 9 o'clock, by
maybe
the way.
Maybe Tavika, I don't know.
Or do you think they did a snake draft?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did a draft. I know when Stevie was at Marist, they would do that for the red-white game. It would be a big deal. So in the fall, they do a red-white game, same thing, football, whatever. Yeah. And the assistant coaches, one would coach one team, one would coach the other, and they would draft the players. Right. And so I remember one year they made a big deal that Stevie was the first draft pick or whatever for the red team or whatever. You know, it means nothing, but it was kind of fun.
They play the white team.
Yeah. And they do that in the fall.
So that starts at 9. That'll be interesting to see. I don't know how long it goes. I mean, are they playing many quarters or are they just doing a certain amount of plays?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing.
It's going to be like a controlled practice or whatever, those things. But anyway, it's something Kime said that something they used to do a lot more, you know, a lot of inter-squad scrimmage. But, you know, we had D in here last week, and certainly during his regime, they've cut down on a lot of the hitting and stuff. So I don't think they're going to be taking him to the ground. Mm-mm. They can maybe hit and thump and thud and all those different words that they use, but I don't think they're going to just, like, be flying out of there like missiles taking guys down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Quinn's going to be looking at the execution and the penalties.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's why I say that getting smashed in the first preseason thing might have been a good thing for them.
Especially because it's your backups. You know, deep down it's your starters, but you can use this
correct
to really emphasize being locked in, et cetera. I agree with you. I said it too. It could be a net positive. We'll see. Jaden Daniels, I don't know if you were able to find this clip, but Steve Young, I think, was on the Dan Patrick show. And I didn't, you know, obviously I didn't see the whole show, but I saw the clip. And at one point, Jaden Daniels' names comes up.
Generally have this ability. That's the filter for quarterbacks. How many quarterbacks you see when it gets tight and they're, oh my gosh, and then their game gets smaller. They don't do as much. Their athleticism starts to disappear. Their mind starts to speed up and they can't process the way they did. And some people are just built different and he's built that different. You can see it. And in today's game, he is the ultimate prototype. He is threatening the line of scrimmage every play.
That's the money quote right there. He is the ultimate prototype.
And that's from a Hall of Fame coach Hall of Fame quarterback who was a dual threat himself.
Who's very similar, you know, in a lot of the things he could do. I think people sleep on how great Steve Young was because, you know, his window was smaller. Played in the USFL.
Sat behind Joe Montana.
Behind Montana, all that
spectacular
stuff. This is not coming from me. So don't put this on the HTTC crowd. Please, Lou, don't write this up as EB said this. Or, you know, Mar, don't screw me with some
who
weird...
Is it
don't kill
from
the messenger.
Don't kill the messenger, okay? I'm just reading this. And by the way, for the record, I do not believe this, okay? Eric Bickle, EB, on the Junkies, does not believe this story. But somebody out there made a prediction. I'm trying to see who exactly it was. It was enough that Sporting News wrote about it. Oh, I think it was Bleacher Report. One of their Bleacher Report guys is predicting when they do their roster, final 53-man roster, Austin Eckler getting cut. I do not see that scenario playing out at all. Like, literally 0% chance.
Find that hard to believe. He's one of their veteran leaders. They intentionally brought in Wagner, Eckler, Ertz last year as leaders.
Right.
And for the most part, they produce. Now, Eckler was concussed two times last year, so he missed a bunch of games. But I thought he was productive when he played.
So they say, yeah, their rationale, I guess, is that it was kind of a disappointment in their eyes because he only played the 11 games or so because of the concussion and other injuries. They say, in their opinion, that the results were mixed, only contributing 733 yards and four touchdowns. They say they think that because of his age and, you know, the kind of money, I guess, that they're paying him, that they could, in their minds, they could easily replace him with a guy like Bill and save $3.4 million in cap savings.
It's possible. So, look, I don't know what
for the record. I do not believe that is going to happen.
Yeah,
I believe the chances of that happening are zero.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
It's possible, but remember, part of the reason he came to Washington was Anthony Lynn. As far as I know, Anthony Lynn is still part of that staff, so I got to believe Lynn, who was his head coach with the Chargers.
Well, I've also heard
not let that happen.
I've also heard Cliff rave about him.
Right.
How much he loved, like, recently.
Yeah.
Like, they love him. And why, so I just don't see that happening.
And why wouldn't they have already released him? And why wouldn't they have played him in the first preseason game to see what he's got? They
didn't. It doesn't make sense.
I think he's the number two.
Yeah. To me, it was just shocking.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Write whatever you want. Write whatever you think. I think that's fair. It's fine. I just don't see that as a realistic possibility. So the McLaurin stuff is getting interesting because, I mean, you're just not hearing any movement. And I'm telling you, this became obvious to me a few weeks ago. From my opinion, I could be certainly proven wrong today. You know, next minute I could be proven wrong. But that the Commanders just don't appear to be, they're not going to budge. They're going to maximize their leverage, which is you're under contract. You need to play. They're not going to budge. They're going to force him to, you know, dare to blame the ankle or, you know, whatever he wants to do. Hold out, like actually hold out. And I think he's going to have to play on his current deal. And I think that's the way we're trending.
I read that report from Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, and he says they're not getting any closer.
They're not any closer. Terry is dug in. He and his guy are dug in, and I understand that. I respect them. The Skins are dug in.
Yeah. Terry wants DK Metcalf money. They say, no, you're Cortland Sutton money.
Yeah, I mean, and we all know they're holding age against him, and that's, you know, that's fair. If you look at the trend, he thinks he's an outlier. I actually think he might be an outlier. But until you are, you are. And listen, we've talked about it many times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If Jamar Chase has to go out there and play on his deal, why wouldn't Terry? Right? So when did they reward Chase?
In March, the following year.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Terry's going to have to play on this sucker. And so when's he going to come in?
That's what I'm saying. I wonder when Terry finally says, okay, they're not going to budge. we're not budging either, but I can't miss any more playing or practice time.
He's got to be smart about it because
I wonder when he's going to say that.
You know, let's say they're offering the Courtland Sutton money, which is, you know, obviously significant life change. He's already got life changing money, but let's say they give him $24 million AAV or whatever, and the guarantee is only like say 45 or 50, way below what he wants. You're really going to gamble that you're going to stay healthy and you're going to have another big year, and that a team going into your 31st season is going to really reward you more than that? It's a big gamble.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big gamble. But, you know, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. I still love Terry as a human, and I think he's a great kid. I just wish we would resolve it one way or the other.
Can you explain the Terry-o-meter to me? I missed out on this during the vacation. So obviously, I can understand it graphically, but tell me where Terry is and why.
All right, so this is the likelihood of Terry, I guess, being there for day one, right? Game one. Is that what it was, Drab? The likelihood
playing in
week one.
Of Terry being there on week one.
Yes.
And this is Cakes' version, because Jason Commanders. And I kind of said all along, I'd be stunned if he wasn't there in week one. But Cakes is a little more open to the idea. He started, I think, at
80.
At 80%.
Maybe 85.
Okay. And then after last week, right? Or what was it? Was it the controlled scrimmage? No, because they played on like a Thursday night or whatever the hell they played.
They played Friday.
Night. Did they play Friday?
Yes.
So it wasn't before. It was he bumped it up before the preseason game.
I think maybe after the controlled practice where all the reports were that Jaden looked great,
struggled.
You know, but the receiving, there's just no top end threat.
Right.
It's been pretty obvious, and I think it was obvious in the scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
So he put it as a little bit more likely, actually.
So he's giving Terry a little more leverage.
That's what sort of the conventional wisdom is. I don't think they're going to budge an inch if he's coming in. If he holds out, it's going to be devastating to his, and doesn't show up and starts blaming his ankle and plays like 7 or 8 games, that's going to be devastating to his leverage next year.
What I wanted to ask you, so I was gone for 7 shows, gone for 9 days. And obviously the Terry McLaurin situation is basically in the same spot. Has the fan reception of McLaurin turned? When I left, and he was signing autographs and seemed like 100% of the fans were on Terry's side.
Yeah, but our polls never indicated that. That was our sense. But if you remember, even when you were here, the poll, again, they're online polls, whatever, we'll do it during the show. But, you know, get maybe 1,000 people, 1,500 people, whatever, respond to it. And they were like, yeah, 40% for the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't overwhelming all in, even though I think everyone...
But are more fans turning on him in a way? He's beloved.
I don't think they're turning on him. I think they're just saying, hey, you gotta get in there, or they don't want to overpay him.
Right.
They love you, but we don't... It's like your
Nobody's
son.
Angry
it's like
at
your
him.
Kids. You love your kid, but I can't reward you for this, you know, for whatever reason. I can't buy you a new car just because I love you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't buy you a Beamer just because you graduated high school or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to earn it. So I think that's kind of what it is. And it's just becoming pretty obvious to me that these guys, they are not budging.
Doesn't seem like it.
They're not budging. If they budge, it's going to be very, very, very little.
I still remember Jason.
24 to like maybe 25 million. Like maybe you could squeak out another million, which by the way is $1 million.
That's $1 million,
you know.
I still remember Jason trying to get that off the record question from Dan Quinn. He wanted no part of it.
Yeah. Because certain guys will play along with Jason. Right. You know,
he didn't want to. Yeah,
like Rizzo
didn't want to
would play along. Like if you said, hey, off the record, Rizzo would tell you because he trusted you.
Yeah.
But Dan doesn't really know us.
No.
So
he's nice about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was just Dan and I talking in the corner, it was just us,
possibly.
He may have given me something, but since there were other people around, including Flame, and there was your daughter. Well, my daughter was there, but there might have been one other, might have been
media
chick.
Guy.
Was it chick? There might have been one other media guy. He wasn't budging on that.
Right.
He had no interest.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up in an hour, Coach Pry is going to join us from Virginia Tech. Big season for Coach Pry and the Hokies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.